Blog Talk Radio.
A change mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya. Where my eating citizens at? Where my eating citizens at? Where you at? Let me see if you see it like this. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we deflect. The tempter came. We were distracted. The tempter came, and we fell. We were deemed to live a life that's beautiful, a life that moves, a life that reaches to fall. It is my goal to remind you of this principle. We need a new one.
Where my Eden citizens at? I can't make
let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Yeah, sing it to somebody.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Tell somebody a thing.
Let's get back to Eden, live on top of the world.
Let it get there.
Let's get back to Eden,
okay, tell them how
live
they
on top of the world. Our family's blessed.
Our family's blessed.
Finances blessed.
Our finances blessed.
Our mind is filled.
Our mind is spirit.
And our body's blessed.
And our body's blessed.
We were tempted.
We were tempted.
And we fell.
And we fell. But guess what?
Jesus came.
Jesus came.
Now all is well.
Now all is well. So what are you waiting for?
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Tell somebody. Say
it. Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Oh, you can sing it.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Everybody. Sing it.
Let's get back.
You're right here. Come on, y'all. Let's open up your mouth. Eden, where you at? Right here.
September's the time for you to give up now.
Yeah.
God's gonna watch you out, you're getting ready to smile.
Yeah.
Nothing at the same time, don't want you to leave.
Yeah.
Cause laughing with your mouth, I've got to leave.
Yeah.
Oh, top of the world.
Yeah.
Change your picture.
Where God wants us living, on top of the world, not beneath the world, not at the world's standards, but we're to live in God's standards. We're to live in God's ability and not the world's ability. And that might went over somebody's head, but welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we are so happy to have each and every one of you guys. We are going to get into this review, bless God, and we'll be saying it a couple of times. This review is not mine, it's ours. And if you led to share something, we ask you to kindly press one, and we'll bring you to the studio. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. Your word says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus." So Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for what all you've given us in Christ. I thank you for the New Testament. I thank you for the newness. I thank you, Father God, that we don't have to live in that old life anymore. We don't have to suffer for the old way of life, praise God, that we can suffer for the new now. I thank you, Father God, that therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, new creation, not just men's, but women's also. So I thank you for the new creation, hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that we're the head and we're not the tail. I thank you, Father God, that the battle is already won, praise God. Your word declare and decree it that we have already won the battle. We got to rest in some stuff. So I thank you, Father God, that we can rest in your word. I declare, God, that you're preserving us for such a time as this. You have ordained us for such an hour as this. So I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that we're being led every day by your spirit. I declare that we have won the victory. I declare, Father God, that your anointing is on this broadcast. Your anointing is on the ears of those that will listen. Those that have an ear, let them hear. Your anointing will be in their spirit. I thank you for it. Declare it right now, Heavenly Father. That we have divine healing. We have divine health. We have a divine nature. Give forward. I declare, Father God, that we will live and we shall not die. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for all these special listeners who is faithful. Kind of remind me of you, Lord. You are a faithful God. And I thank you for being faithful because you've given us health and strength. You've given us an abundant life. You're faithful. You're always on time. You always let the sun come up and the moon set. I thank you for being faithful. You're consistent. You're constantly blessing us. You're constantly, Father God, making us the head and not the tail. And with these blessings, Father God, I ask you to continue to bless this broadcast and that it continue to illuminate in our spirit. Now, these and all blessings we ask in Christ's name, and we pray, and everybody agreed. They did say amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, let me say this again. Like I said, I'll say it several times. This is all of ours. Review, not just mine, not just one or two, everybody's review that has been with us over this week. Hallelujah. Well, this week, we started off talking about, and just press one, anybody like to jump in, but I'm going to get us going. Because, see, when your mind is renewed on the word, you can receive this message. But if your mind is not removed, you won't receive this message. Your mind has to be renewed on the word. So, therefore, when I'm speaking the word and you hearing the word, you can identify with the word. But if your mind is not renewed on the word and it's renewed on a bunch of worldly stuff and a lot of garbage, that's what you're going to identify with. But the moment your mind get renewed on the Word of God, you can identify with it. Yeah. And they don't have to know the scripture verbatim. I had someone send me a text the other day, and they didn't put it in there where it was from, but I knew what they were saying. They said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. But immediately I know where that scripture was, so I can identify with that because my mind is renewed on the Word of God. See, my mind had not been renewed on that word. I wouldn't have been able to identify with that. But since my mind is renewed on the Word of God, I could identify with what that person had texted me and said. See? So that's awesome. Get your mind renewed. Start sharing his word. Absolutely do that one. Even if it's a prophetic word, know that you operating legally. You know, I like that word too. I like legally because sometimes people are operating in so many areas of life today, it's not legal. Woo, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm going to take my time and say what I got to say today. I won't be in no hurry. But legally, you have a legal, valid right to redemption is yours legally. So when you will understand that, the Bible says, for I deliver unto you first of all that which I receive, how that Christ died for our sin according to the scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the scripture. Legally, check the record. That's our legal right. So you have a valid right. It's been validated by the Word of God. Let nobody fool you. No reason. The Bible says in Romans 8:1, therefore now is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Legally, you know, based on the Word of God, you're not condemned. Now, I don't know what auntie's saying. I don't know what your uncle's saying. I don't know what your mama's saying. Don't know what your lover's saying. I don't know any of that stuff. I just know legally, based on scripture, you are not condemned in God's eyes. I better say that one more time because, see, somebody might have missed that. I haven't said this. This is what the Word of God say about you. So legally, you have that right. So when your mind is renewed, you know that God is reproducing himself in us, see? And so once you understand that God is reproducing himself in you, then you don't limit God in you. We should not be limiting God in us. Now, let me get to an area that I feel like is real important that we discussed this week. And there again, anyone would like to have any comments about anything, press 1 and we let you in here. But we start this week talking about Proverbs 29:18. That's where we started off, having God's vision. What is God's vision? Because he said, well, there is no vision, the people perish, but he keep the law, that those that are keep it, he happy. So if you want to be happy, rest in the Lord, blessed, so to speak, get God's vision. God's vision is very simple. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So God's vision is about eternal life. Why we're not preaching that? Why preachers are not teaching that? Why the institution are not making sure that their main subject? Why is that not the main course meal? Why is just an appetizer? This should be the main course meal. This should be the vision right here. You know, this should be kind of like on Thanksgiving. You know, you have your cherries and you have your dressing, and you have your potato salad, and you have cranberry sauce. You just got all this stuff. Some of you got your favorite sweet potato pie, your favorite, you got all this extra stuff. But then you got the star, for a better way of saying it, the star of that meal is the turkey. That's how it ought to be in our salvation. The star of our salvation should be eternal life. Why? Because that's God's vision. That's what God featuring is his vision. So we should catch on to that. 1 John 5:11-13 says, "For this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God have not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life." This is something you need to know. Something that you need to be playing around with. Now, wait a minute. There's some things you can play around with, but this is what you need to know. You need to know that you have eternal life. And if you don't know this, then you need to get to know this. You need to do whatever necessary to know this. It's some things you need to know. Just like you know who your children is, I guess you know who it is. If you don't, get a DNA. You know? Y'all have no issue with that. So let me just speak to the men and let me speak to those people that don't know. See, I'm trying to give you this illustration because a lot of people don't know who the baby daddy is. So in order to know who the baby daddy is, you get a DNA. See, I'm trying to do the best I can. See, I want y'all to understand that if you don't know if you have eternal life, get a DNA. Do a DNA. Go through the Word of God. Do a diagnostic of the Word of God and say, well, wait a minute. I need to find every scripture that says I have eternal life, and then I need to claim it. That need to be my scripture because I need to know this. You need to know where you leave, when you leave here, which way you going. You don't need to be hoping that. Now, if some things okay to hope, well, I hope they give me a glass of lemonade. You know, I hope this. Now, when it comes to your eternal life, baby, you know, you need to know the difference between the lemonade and the turkey. You need to know what the star of this meal is. The star of this meal is the turkey, man. That's your eternal life. You need to know the difference between the turkey and the hen, the turkey and the ham. You want your eternal life. Listen, beloved, if you don't hear anything I say, hear this. You need to know the record. And the record is that God wants you to have your eternal life. Jesus had the same vision that God had. Now, anybody have anything to say, just jump in. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believe on him that sent me have everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." That's food, man. You want to know that. It's spiritual food. Well, preacher, what did you say? Listen, brothers and sisters, if you want to have spiritual food, listen to me. You need to know that. You need to know that Jesus said unto them, "I am the bread of life." He wasn't talking about that brown bread and white bread and bread with nuts on. No, he said bread. He was talking about the spiritual. When Jesus said unto them, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Hallelujah. So we have to get the same vision that Christ had. So you'll never be hungry. The table has already been set, okay? Let me be real clear, brothers and sisters. The table is set. It's time for us as the body of Christ to start feasting on it. Get it whatever you want on it. But let me tell you, everything on that table, bless God, you can have any of it. Healing is there. Deliverance is there. Whatever. Having a clear mind is there. I mean, righteousness is there. All this stuff on the table for you. And notice what the star is. The star is a turkey. Mm-hmm. When you see the table spread, that's what the book of Revelation says. So it's all there for you to eat of. Spiritual stuff. Just like Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. This spiritual stuff for you to eat. It's right there. Stop playing with it. Go and get it. And remember, the star of this dinner, if you will, is the turkey. Now, in our case, spiritually, it's your eternal life. See, it's some things, you know, you can let go. You can let some of the, what you call it, like maybe the dressing go. You can maybe let some of the potato salad, maybe the sweet potato pie. But, man, let me tell you, if you go Thanksgiving without tasting a little turkey, you're going to miss what this is all about anyway. The turkey is the star. Your salvation is the star of this meal. So our vision should be the same as God. Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's John 14:6. Now look at it like this. This is what Jesus said to you, okay? Jesus is talking to you. Now, I'm not one of the way. I am the way. I'm not a way. I am the way. I'm not part of that, well, this is your truth, that is their truth, because a lot of times people talking about, well, let me hear your truth. Let me hear your truth. I don't want to hear none of that. I want to hear the truth. Not a truth, but the truth. Jesus says, I am the truth. I am the life. People get all these different kind of lives. They want you to live. Now, don't live that. I want to live the life that God has prepared for me. Because when you live that life, then you become part of his vision. That's why Amos 3:3 said, how two going to walk together except they agree? The body of Christ needs to start agreeing with what Christ has said. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. You got to become new. Old things have to pass away. And if it haven't, then do a DNA. Do a DNA. Hey, that's how you get it. You know what the records say. What does the record say? 1 John 5:11. And this is the record. You want to know what the record is saying. What does the DNA say? See, I don't have to convince anybody of anything. Check the records for yourself. Check your own DNA. Know that you have the Son, not in your mind, but in your heart, in your spirit. Know that it's okay for you to live after Christ. Know that it's okay that you've accepted what God's word has said about you and not what man say about you. Because he will always keep you condemned. You know, the Lord gave me a word the other day, and I didn't share it with you guys, so I repented. But I'm going to share it with you today. Bless God. And there again, this review is for everybody, not for me, for everybody. So anything you've heard this week that you want to share, just press 1 and we'll let you in, okay? But that's how we got started Monday about the vision. And then we talked about our vision being the same as God. You know, God's vision, the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. I say wait for it, because it will surely come, and it will not tarry. Now, I had said out, the Lord told me, he said, you go on and tell the people what thus says the Lord. And I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, the Lord told me the devil don't care if you don't know this. I say, what? The Lord said, yep, the devil don't care if you don't know the word of God. So you tell my people that I said, abide in my word, and my word abide in you. So well, wait a minute here, Lord. What you mean the devil don't? He said, yeah, see, the devil knows. The Bible said he knows that he has but a short time. So he don't care if you know it or not. He know. So he know. If you don't want to praise him, it's okay. But the devil know that he has but a short time. So don't let the devil out no more than you know. So you get in that word. So you know what God knows. Because your vision is God's vision. And the Lord spoke that in my heart. And man, I got busy. I didn't know the devil didn't care. He don't care. He don't care if you never get the word of God. He don't care if you never praise God. The devil don't care if you never, but he knows. And guess what? He don't care if you don't believe. But he believes. Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, I got some paper for you now. I know we're going to the right a little bit, but baby, let me tell you, I got some paper for you. The devil believe, man. That's what the Bible said. So you may not want to believe. It's okay. They ain't going to stop the devil from believing. I guarantee you that, because he believes. See? The Bible said that. I didn't say that. And that's important that you know that. And it's important that you know that the devil, he don't care if you believe or not. He believe. As long as he believe, y'all can walk right here and say, oh, well, you know. No, honey. Don't get it twisted. The Bible says over in the book of James, and you can check it at your leisure, the Bible says that the devil believes. The believers that there is one God do it well. He said the devils, well, you know what I mean? I said even the demons and the devils, all of them, believe and tremble. They believe and they tremble. So the devil believe. Here you walk right here towards you. You don't believe it. You don't believe that. It's okay. The devil don't care if you believe or not. He believes. He believes. That's what the Bible said. And I had never seen that like that until the Holy Spirit brought that to my knowledge. That, hey, man, the devil believing. You right here out letting the devil believe you. No, man, if the word of God say that, I'm saying what the word say. I'm not getting off of that one. I shared this with somebody this morning because the Lord told me. He says, it's not up for discussion. Woo! Boy, the Holy Ghost will drop some stuff on you, boy, if you ain't careful. I'm trying to tell God about some of his people. He said, oh, it ain't up for discussion. My word is not up for this. It's up to minister to. It ain't up for discussion. Word of God ain't up for discussion. Don't let nobody fool you. It ain't up for debating. God said, ain't no debate in this. Now, I know what the word of God said when he said, come, let us reason together. But, hey, God ain't finna change his word. And he ain't finna change his mind. He done decreed and declared who you are, and he's leaving it right there. And that ain't even up for discussion. He said, you're the very righteousness. By faith in him, he means just that. He ain't changing his mind. You might not feel bad. You may not think that. You may be living by what some folks and told you. But, baby, let me get you straight right now. Because the devil is a liar. God said he had reconciled you. So that's not up for discussion. That's not up for debate. It's one God. He is a living God. And he called you a living stone. And you are being built up on a spiritual house. That's not up for discussion, baby. That's not up for debate. That's what you are. You are his temple. You are being changed in the moment of a twinkling of an eye. It's not up for debate. It's not up for discussion. Sorry. You had to go, when God called you, The very righteousness, that's not up for discussion. It's not up for debate. And next week, I'm going to share some things with y'all about Christmas. Because, you know, they just commercialized Christmas until the church people just got away from it, man. They aren't joining the crowd. But they that have an ear, they better hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And that may be the subject for next week. What the Spirit is saying to the church. And I ain't talking about your local church either. You're the church. And that's not up for debate. If you're in Christ, you're part of his body. That won't be debated. And God said, I've created you in my son's image. There's a change about you. There's something different about your spirit. Or you may have on the same wig the girl next door got on. That don't mean nothing. God looking on the inside of your heart. See, people are so busy wanting to know the outer appearance, the outer apparel. Forget that, man. What about the inward? Your spirit going to look like God's spirit. Hello, preacher. I think I'm going to preach on that anyway. Will your spirit look like God's spirit? It better. Better. Because your vision is the same. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. It better. When you get there, it better be. It's not up for debate. It's not up for discussion. Praise God. And God ain't changing his mind about you. He done called you. He done anointed you. You can keep on running if you want to. The Bible says, God said, you're the light of the world. Well, Lord, I done put a shade on it. You better take the shade off because it's not up for discussion. It's not up for debate. That's what he called you, and he's going to keep on calling you there till the day you stand before judgment. That's what, as far as God is concerned, that's what the words say, that you are partakers of a divine nature. So when 1 John 5 says, this is the record that you have eternal life, God ain't changing his mind. It ain't up for debate. I don't care what your church teach. I don't care what's in your doctrine. When God calls you to be part of the body of Christ, you don't have to join. You have to be born in it. It's not a debate here, baby. No, sir. You will be born into this. Because, see, when you get born by the word of God, boom, you just got God's seed. Say it again, preacher, because somebody didn't hear. I said, when you get born again, boom, you got born by the word of God. Not of the corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. It's priceless. You can't go to Home Depot and get these seeds. You can't go to the seed store and get these seeds. This seed is the word of God, according to Mark 4. So, and because God chose you. Oh, did I tell you that one, huh? He chose you, according to Ephesians 1 and 4. He chose you before the foundation of the world. So you ain't know nothing about it. Just like you didn't know about your dad and your mama, what they were doing. Boom, you end up being here. You didn't know what they were doing. You didn't know they plan on. I mean, you wasn't around. Come on now. Well, the same thing was when God chose you to be born into his word. You wasn't around. He put it out there. Yeah. That's what the Bible said. You were chosen. He chose this. Your mama and daddy chose to have you. Yeah. God chose you before the foundation of the world. Why you think we're sitting at the right-hand side of Christ right now? That's where your spirit is at. And you have to seek those things above and not beneath. Okay, so that's where we went with mind as far as the vision. Let your vision be what God's vision is. God's vision is that we all be in Christ, okay? Listen, brothers and sisters, this is a powerful thing right here. When you recognize you're going the wrong way, I don't know if anybody operating on the GPS or not, but if you're operating and you're using a GPS, and you're in an area that you're not familiar with, and you don't trust the GPS, you're not sure, kind of feel it, sort of, kind of, but you're not sure. Woo! Check the GPS. Check the record. See what it says. And if it ain't, do the next best thing. Well, what is that, preacher? I'm glad you asked. Repent. What is repenting? You realize you were doing it wrong? Do it right. Oh, is it that easy? Absolutely. You were doing it wrong? Do it right. That's what repentance is. I've been doing it wrong. I've been saying I'm sick. Going forward, and the Bible said, let the sick say they well. Not brag about you sick. Not brag about what. No, say you well. Say you heal. Well, but you know what the people are going to say? It doesn't matter what the people say. That's not up for discussion either. Well, Pastor, I don't feel it. The Bible didn't say you had to feel it. He didn't say you're going to feel well. You won't find that in Scripture. You won't feel well. But you'll say it. What that means is this. You are agreeing with the Word of God. That's what you're doing now. You are agreeing with the Word of God. Lord, I'm aligning myself with your Word. Your Word says that by your stripes I'm healed. I'm putting myself in alignment with it. So I know that we're in agreement with this. Because I've been saying the wrong stuff. I've been talking about what all I went through and how that. No, Lord, I want you to know, Lord, I've aligned myself with your Word. And your Word said, by your stripes, I'm healed. I receive that. I receive mental healing. I receive physical healing. I receive spiritual healing. Lord, I receive your healing. Hallelujah. I receive your healing. Yeah. See, when you align yourself up with the Word of God, that's what we have to do, brothers and sisters. And the more you align yourself up with it, come on, preacher, the more you align yourself up with it, pretty soon you can turn loose a steering wheel and it'll go down the road by itself. Yeah. Christ being formed in you. Yeah. That same image. See, if you see it in the spirit, they won't know you from Christ. Yeah. If you look like Christ, act like Christ, you know what I meant to say? Jesus we know, Paul we know, we don't know who you are. Your spirit don't look like theirs. Spirit got to align up with what the Word is saying. Okay. We're going to open up the studio. Anyone have anything they want to share with this week or anything, period? You know, we went through a whole lot, so anything you want to talk about, we talked about this week, we talked about the vision, we talked about each day, we talked about a little something, we talked about having a good confession, we talked about, let's see here, we talked about being Christ reproducing himself in us, God doing that. We talked about being underperforming. We need to start living more like God. We talked about access was granted to us. We got to take advantage of that. Man, do you realize access have been granted? Let me speak this in somebody's spirit right now. God saying access has been granted. I went to this parking lot and you had to put that card in. And when it looks at that card, it will tell you access a grant. And a hand goes up. Then you can go on in there. But if you don't have the right stuff to say, the right card to put up in there, you won't get it. Well, let me remind y'all something right quick. Because I want you to know, access been granted to you. How I know that? The Bible says, over in Matthews, he says, here's the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth, you can bind in heaven. Remember, he said, but I'm just going to be real honest with you guys. in Matthew 16:19, he says, and I have given you the keys. Woo! Somebody ought to be shouting right now. You ought to be shouting right now. You have access. You have been granted access. Because whatever you bind on earth, he said, I bind it in heaven. That'll preach right there, preacher. You can go preach that tonight. You got access. Whatever you bind on earth, he said, I'm going to bind it in heaven because you got access. See, that you just opened up heaven. God just gave you the keys to heaven. He just gave you the keys to heaven. You got access, deliverance, wealth. You spending your life working hard for this, that. God said, if you want it, just ask for it. You got the keys for it now. Yeah, see, but sometimes we just know one way of doing things. That's the way we do it. Well, God is introducing another way that you can get things done. He know the plan he have for your life. He know what you want you to have. When I told you earlier today that Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Listen, brothers and sisters, he's talking spiritual. He have whatever you need, you have access to it. Access has been granted to you. Now, it's up to you what you want to do with it. But you can go on in there, turn around, and go on back. But when you realize you've been going the wrong way, repent, and boom, put it in reverse and go back. That's what you do. Go back to your first love, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. Okay, the broadcast open. Whoever have anything else you want to say, just press 1 and we'll let you in. Hallelujah. Press 1. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Okay, hit the same time. Here's another one. Evangelist Sharon.
Yes, I just want to piggyback on the GPS. In the car, it gives you directions. My GPS is God's provision to salvation or eternal life. And so when you run by your street, you supposed to make a turn. It says your GPS in your car says rerouting. Sometimes you make a wrong turn or do the wrong thing, so you have to repent. So just as your GPS reroutes, you have to reroute. You have to reposition yourself. Thank God for this forecast. Thank God for you, Pastor Beasley. God bless.
Amen, hallelujah. Thank this Evangelist Renee. I see you, Pastor. Evangelist Renee.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I am so thankful for my scripture. I've been standing on it since my heel was open, and now my wound on my behind has closed up. By his stripes, I am healed. That is my scripture. I will stand on
Amen.
It.
Amen. Amen.
Eat it. I will live on it every day. By
Hallelujah.
His stripes, I
yes.
am healed.
Yes.
Amen. And thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I told Bonnie a testimony the other day. I said, God healed her foot and her butt, and the booty too. All that being healed. I said, we healed so good till it started growing calluses and bunions and gunions and all that kind of stuff on her feet. She had to get her feet straight. Yeah, I told you a testimony. Yeah. Somebody need to hear that day. I told him, you should never text me and tell me God didn't heal you because I'm going to tell it. I'm not mad.
We got to share it. We got to let people know God is a healer.
Yes.
All you got to do is have that faith and believe. You see the mustard
seed. That word. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Pastor.
That song says, the Lord has saved your soul, you ought to tell it. If he made you whole, you ought to tell it.
Yes.
And tell it everywhere you go. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. I thank God for his word, and I thank God for that scripture Pastor just read in Matthew. So I was going to read Matthew 16 and verse 19 from the Message Bible. And it says, let me make sure I got the right, okay. You know me, I got to make sure I'm in the right book here. From the Message Bible, it says, and that's not all. You will have complete and free access to God's kingdom. Keys to open any and every door. No barriers between heaven and earth. Earth and heaven. A yes on earth is yes in heaven. A no on earth is no in heaven. And I read that in that Message Bible. So let me share this today. Praise God.
Amen.
That we
amen.
Do have access. Amen. God be the glory. Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah. Access.
And I'm happy to hear. That's right. We got that access. So we don't have no reason not to be in his word, no reason not to be prepared and have our eternal life because we have access. Amen.
Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Thank God for the total healing. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I like it that she testified to it.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that. Anyone else?
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. You know, people don't understand. Mm-hmm. Your GPS is supposed to get you where you wanted to go, but sometimes we don't always feel like we're going the right way. And so you have to check, make sure you got the right thing attached. Calculated or make sure you got the right address in there or the right business. Where we're going. Make sure that's right. And so when First John says check the record, that's what you're doing. You need to check the record about your eternal life, man. Check it. Make sure you're in line. But you have eternal life.
Amen.
Yeah.
So important.
Because this is the record that God have given to us eternal life. And this life is Son. And if you're not in His Son, you don't have this life. Now, you might be in a church. You might be in a lot of things. You may be in your own self. You may have your own mind. But I'm going to tell you, the Bible says if you ain't in the Son, you don't have eternal life. It can't be no plainer than that. And you may think that's unfair. You may not feel like, well, you know what? They're not treating me right. Well, too bad. Too bad. Because it's not up for discussion and it's not up for debate. See, when God told me that, I pay attention. He done gave you eternal life. Now, it's up to you to receive it. Because as many as receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. That's the way that works. I got paper for you. I got paper for you. It's over there in St. John 1. Yeah.
Amen.
Don't even get it. Don't even get it. Get it. Get it. Get it. Get it.
Amen.
That's what
Mary is hearing. Message
from. Don't even get it.
Yes, they did. So in the Message Bible, that scripture says, this is the testimony in essence. God gave us eternal life. The life is in his Son. So whoever has the Son has life. Whoever rejects the Son rejects life. Amen, amen.
Period. Yeah, amen. Amen.
Amen. 12. Amen. thank God for eternal life. Amen. And we ain't got to wait for man to get
it. I hope I get eternal life. Don't be hoping, Jack. You need to know. You don't have to hope for eternal life. You need to know that you have eternal life. Some things you can hope for, but some things you need to know. You need to know that you have your eternal life. You don't want to leave here without knowing that.
That's right.
Yeah, you don't want to leave here.
Amen.
It's about leaving here and not knowing where you're going. That's why you got your GPS. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
But them young people said, duh.
That's right.
That's
right.
Why you put it in the GPS so you can make it to your destination.
Amen.
If you don't, if it's not in there, check it. Make sure it's in there. So that's how First John 5:11 said, and this is the record. Check the record that you have given. He had given to us eternal life, and this life is in the Son. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This is Evangelist Pastor Marilyn. This is Evangelist Pastor Marilyn.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Good morning,
hallelujah.
Pastor Dale and Pastor Beasley and everybody else that's on the line. But I was listening to you, and I was, you know, it kind of made me laugh because sometimes I put stuff in my GPS, and it takes me around and around and around in a circle, and then I get to where I'm supposed to be. So sometimes, you know, we just have to know where Christ is, who he is, and, you know, find out for ourselves. Sometimes you can't go by the GPS because if you do, then you might be going the wrong way. But if you know what you know that you know, deep down in your knowing, then you know how to get to Christ, the Word of God. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, that's had the word. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That Word of God is our GPS. And believe me, God has taken us to the valley, taken us to the top. But sometimes we don't quite know. And let me say this, too, because there's a reason for sometimes we're hindered. Sometimes there may be an accident. There may be a collapse of a road. There may be a traffic jam. So sometimes the GPS, it don't always take you the way you know to go. Sometimes it takes you the best route. Sometimes it takes you away so you can avoid certain things. So it don't always matter the way things are
looking for. Sorry about that, right?
Yes, amen. So true.
Amen.
I have experienced that yesterday. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Now,
amen.
Guess what?
At the end of the day, it get me there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
See, amen. The old folks used to say, there ain't more than one way to skin a cat.
Who? That's what they say.
And that ain't not something else.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you what I'm trying to do.
Yes,
there's more than one way to get there. See, you can leave my house. And you can go to Cleveland, Ohio, three different ways. You can go 75 north. You may be familiar with it that way. Or you can go 85. You may be familiar with it that way. But then you can go out there to 20 and go straight up. So it may be taking you away to avoid certain things. And if so, know that. If you trust in it now, that's the other thing. You got to trust. You got to trust the Word of God.
Yeah.
So when the Word of God tells you something,
did she go
to
this? She said go to this?
You
got to
trust it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, wait.
Amen.
You got to trust it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
That's why I like Proverbs. That's why I like Proverbs. After 3 and 5, I mean. Yeah, 3, 5, and 6, where it says,
trust in the Lord
with all thy heart.
And lean
not
to
thy own understanding.
But in all your ways, acknowledge him.
Acknowledge
him.
And he
tells what? Direct. He'll give you right direction.
Bypass.
You're saying that word. He'll give you the right direction.
Amen.
Anyone else?
So true.
Anyone
amen.
Else?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. Yeah. Thank you,
yeah,
Lord.
Yeah, this is another thing, too. I'm going to share this with you. Why, anyone else have anything to say, just go for it. You know, just do it. Because if not, the Lord gave me so much to say. I'm going to tell you, when he told me you've been granted access, it's heaven opened up. You got to know what that means. You got to feel, you got to get that thing in your spirit. There is nothing can stop you.
Yeah.
If you're in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you're in the Lord.
Amen.
Ain't no stopping you.
That's
not
right.
If you're in the Lord.
Amen.
Ain't no stopping your grind.
Yeah.
Then the Bible says, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, you just got to believe it. And you're going to have it.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you go ahead on it. Leave it. You're
going to
have it.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Unstoppable.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Anyone else?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to share one other scripture, and I'm out of here. If somebody else has something they want to share, I want to share one more scripture. We got into this week that blessed me. I think it was in... okay, that's one. Okay, there it is. In Colossians 3:1, that was the scripture we had this week, and also we had Colossians 2:8. So let me go to Colossians 2:8 first. Then I'm going to go to 3:1. In Colossians 2:8. Uh-oh. It says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of man, after the remnants of the world, and not after Christ. So you got to beware. You got to always beware. I don't care who mouth is coming out of. My mouth, anybody else's mouth. You got to beware.
That's right.
Unless any man spoil you. Now, I don't know how that reading out of the Messenger Bible. So I'm going to let Pastor read that out of the Message Bible.
Okay, Pastor. Colossians 2:8. Watch out for people who try to dazzle you with big words and intellectual double talk. They want to drag you off into endless arguments that never amount to any. Amen.
Amen, amen. Amen.
Man, this is about being in Christ, man.
Yeah.
And the devil would like nothing more. I'm telling you, he would like nothing more than to get you caught up in a bunch of philosophy, a bunch of doctrine, a lot of stuff, vain deceit, after the tradition of man. That's what they want you to do. Want you to practice the stuff after man. Don't get dragged into that. Mm-hmm. Stay spiritual.
Yeah.
The remnants of
Amen.
The world. And he ain't talking about no clubs either, because the clubs ain't preaching Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You don't know what he's talking about? Check it. The remnants of the world. The system. A lot of these worldly churches, they're not teaching Christ. And that's no slack on anybody. I'm just trying to tell you that God expects for us to do what the Word of God says. Okay? That's just...
That's amen. Just, period.
Period. Thank you.
Amen. Period.
It's not up for debate. It's not up for discussion. Period.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
And guess what? We'll see you all on tomorrow.